JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and thanks for joining us. In today's program, Education Minister urges parents to seek support and don't forget to stick around for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. This is Roundabout JA. Stay with us. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites is urging parents to seek assistance through the National Parenting Support Commission, NPSC, whenever they feel overwhelmed by their children's behavior. Minister Thwaites says the NPSC was established to provide the necessary guidance and to support to parents across the island. He says one of the commission's main initiatives is the establishment of the over 30 parent places within the Ministry of Education's 6 regions.
And if you bond together under the parenting commission and the parenting place and network, there's plenty of help that you can get and there's plenty of support. And even if you can't handle the rude boy or the girl that is getting out of hand, if you come and ask for help, we can all try and do something, because every child can learn and every child must learn.
Minister Thwaites was speaking at a family awareness workshop at the Haile Selassie High School in Kingston Wednesday. He's encouraging parents to stay close to their children and not to give up on them. The education minister is also appealing to fathers to provide stable homes and environments for their children, adding that they do not have to be wealthy to do these things.
We want a productive Jamaica.
Productivity is really the pathway to prosperity. Here's what you can do to become more productive. Get in the habit of setting time limits for tasks. For instance, reading and answering emails can consume your whole day if you let it. Instead, set a limit of 1 hour each day for this task and stick to it. Call the Jamaica Productivity Center at 948-6168 for more information. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
On the Vision 2030 Jamaica, the government is working to make it easier to start and operate businesses on the island. Vision 2030 is Jamaica's first national long-term development plan that's geared towards making the island the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business within the next 16 years. Visit vision2030.gov.jm for more information. And now our glimpse of Jamaica.
Nobody looks after how many corn just by looking after the grains. So they just go to the supermarket and they buy a bag of how many corn and they go home and make porridge. We had to look after the how many corn ourselves. When the corn is dry, you get some lay ashes. It is just the ashes from the wood. You get that and you throw water on it. After a while, you strain off that water. Strain off the water and you throw it on the dry corn. It stays there for a little and soaks. So you can get off the skin. Now you take a knife and you just get off the little, you call it skin, but it's just a little part of the corn that you won't need, you know. You get off that. So grain by grain, we used to have to pick it. And after you pick it, then you crack it. And it looks just like the corn that you buy in the supermarket. I'm Maple. I'm from St. Anne.
Share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica with us. Email tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359-024. Thanks for your company on today's program. I'm Ruth Ann Carr for producer Casita Irving. Until we do this again, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.